9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
I've never seen it like this.
We've lost a lot of loved ones in our family.
I lost some family members to COVID.
So many of my patients pass away from COVID.
People dying. It didn't matter your color, your race, your sex.
Death has no particular color. It comes after us all.
Every human life has value. Just does.
COVID taught us
health matters.
Health matters. Visit nmhec.org. This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Minority Health and Equity, and Aired in cooperation by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and the station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I made the not-so-bold prediction a couple of weeks ago on this very radio program that people would be lining up around the block to run against Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We now have Sam Brown, who has thrown his hat into the ring. Steve Daines is the NRSC, the National Republican Senatorial Committee, the group that's in charge of getting more Republicans elected. And this is what Steve Daines said following the announcement of Sam Brown's announcement of running for the U.S. Senate in Nevada. Quote, Sam Brown's life of service and sacrifice is an inspiration to all Americans. I am very pleased that Sam is stepping up to run for the U.S. Senate. Victor Jakes, three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, with us alongside. And are they greasing the wheels for Sam Brown, or is this going to be a race?
Well, I hope so. you know, we didn't end up, you know, it should have been a very attractive race in a potentially decent year, but there sure weren't a lot of candidates. You know, we've well-known ones. Obviously, Jim Marchant is one of them. And I just think, you know, he ran for the assembly once, and then he's, you know, lost the congressional seat. He's lost the Secretary of State race. Not a great track record from Jim, and you know, I think this is a bad race for him to be in, and you do have to understand that, you know, if you're running on 2020 was stolen, that's not an attractive vision. And I think Brown is gonna, you know, I think what the DC folks think is they see someone with a really inspiring personal story, who can talk more about the future and isn't going to be as caught up in what happened 3 years ago. And I think he's going to be a good candidate. I mean, the best candidate, I think, would have been, well, either Laxalt running again, probably would have been the best given his ability to raise money. But Andy Matthews, the state controller, who did really well in his statewide race, or Lieutenant Governor Starbuck Anthony, they would have been stronger candidates. But, you know, obviously neither of them have any interest in running the race. And so I think, you know, Republicans did well to get Brown into the race.
Anybody else in the race or about to get in the race that you know of?
No, I've been kind of, you know, shaking the, just kind of trying to see what pops up from people I know who would know. And there's just, there's not a lot of interest. So, you know, when the field is, you know, Brown, I would say, is a third tier candidate. And, you know, he's much better than Marchand. So I think that's clear. But, you know, when race is like this, you know, there could be a businessman or businesswoman who says, look, if I spend $10 million, I'll probably get to the primary and have a, you know, 35-40% chance of winning the general election. I think that maybe you'd see, but I just think everyone else isn't interested. I mean, you look at someone like John Lee, who, you know, did well in the gubernatorial primary. I mean, Joey Gilbert and Jim Marchand are kind of in the same lane, so I don't think he's going to run. So I haven't come up with anybody else, but, you know, neither Brown or Marchand is going to scare someone serious away, even though it's getting late. If someone else, I just don't know who that person would be.
How good or bad a candidate will Jackie Rosen be? Is she going to be well funded?
Oh yeah. I mean, that's this is the thing that people have to realize, especially when they just dog on Laxalt as, oh, you're the terrible candidate, he lost this winnable race. I mean, he had like $100-150 million in negative ads dumped on him. It was incredible that he came within less than a percentage point, you know, and basically if Democrats hadn't ballot harvested so well in Washoe County, he probably would be in the U.S. Senate right now. And, you know, so even though it's going to be hard to attack Brown, given, you know, the personal stuff he's overcome and just the fact that he's a legitimate war hero, that's not going to stop the Democrats. And so you just got to know that, you know, after $80 million of negative ads, like, it's not going to be great for the approval ratings. And so we'll see how Brown stands up. Hopefully he stands up well. But, I think Rosen's a clear favorite in this race.
Victor, it's always good visiting with you. Thanks so much, my friend. You have yourself a great week, and we will talk again.
Look forward to it. Thanks so much, Kevin.
Thanks, man. There you have it. Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Coming up in our next hour, Michael Schaus talks about branding for the former president, Donald J. Trump, and branding issues here in the state of Nevada. We'll get all of that. Plus Newt Gingrich with Maria Bartiromo sizing up the field as it relates to China. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Finlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall. Shop online at finlaymazda.com.
Well, the Southern Beltway is a mess right now with major delays on Interstate 215 eastbound near Eastern Avenue. The middle and right lanes are blocked there, so you're going to either want to stay to the left or avoid that area altogether. 215 eastbound near Eastern Avenue. Heavy backups on Interstate 15 northbound, mainly between Sunset and Tropicana. There's an accident that's been moved to the right shoulder there, right in front of Allegiant Stadium. They might have been sightseeing there. Also, watch for accidents on the surface streets, Rochelle at Spencer, Blue Diamond at Windmill, Nellis at Lake Mead, and an accident, Jones, at Vegas Drive.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. The Red Sox beat the A's 4-3 in Boston Sunday. Masataka Yoshida scored the tying run and then later hit the go-ahead homer. J.P. Sears took a no-hitter into the fifth for Oakland despite allowing an unearned run thanks to one of three A's errors. Brent Rooker had three hits for Oakland, including a 443-foot home run. Ken Waldichuk suffered the loss. The Giants shut out the Rockies 1-0. Logan Webb tossed a 10-strikeout complete game victory. A J.D. Davis solo homer in the fourth stood up as the difference maker. The Padres beat the Mets 6-2. Manny Machado homer twice off Max Scherzer and drove in five runs for San Diego. Joe Musgrove improves to 8-2. 7 strikeouts, just 3 hits allowed. The Dodgers beat the Angels 10-5 on Saturday to wrap up the first half of the season. The All-Star game tomorrow in Seattle. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
traveling, volunteering, spending time with family? What's your retirement look like? With income planning from Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can help you grow and protect your wealth. They'll look at your full financial picture and help you create a flexible strategy that considers things like market conditions and healthcare expenses, so you can stop worrying about the future and enjoy whatever comes next. Visit fidelity.com/income planning. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services member NYSE SIPC.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I had a chance to watch the former President Donald J. Trump. He spoke before about 500 volunteers on Saturday afternoon, and it was inspired. It was not the standard stump speech that you normally get from Donald J. Trump, but it was good. This is how he closed out. Then this is cut six, by the way. This is how he closed out that Vegas speech on Saturday.
We're a nation in decline. We are soon, if we win the election, and we have no choice, if we don't win the election, this upcoming 2024 election, we are going to be a country no more. I actually think it will not, it will be a country no more. That's how bad it is. In the alternative, if we win, we are going to have, in my opinion, the greatest country. It will be greater than ever before for a reason. We've seen how not to do it. If we did it traditionally, where we took over, people would say, oh, they'd always be complaining. Now, many of those people that would have voted Democrat are going to be voting for us. You saw that a poll just recently came out. We're doing great with young people. We never did great. As Republicans, we never did great. Now we're leading with young people by 16%. Nobody's ever seen it. We're leading with women. We're leading with, as they call it, suburban housewives. You know why? Suburban housewives, they want security. They want a border. They don't want everybody being killed in the cities and then moving out. They don't want low-income housing built right next to their house that they're so proud of, which is their next move, which they're doing. So, look, I just want to say this. We have a chance to make America great again. We have a chance to make America greater than ever before. I believe it's the last chance. I believe it's truly the last chance. And I think that if we don't do it, I think our country is doomed to a tremendous and horrible failure. I just want to thank you all for volunteering and for being with us. And we love you. And we'll be back many times. And we've got a couple of very big rallies scheduled over the next couple of months. And we'll have 60, 70,000 people at these rallies. But I thought it was very important for me to veer over to here and be with Michael and everybody, because I want to thank you personally. Now get out there and knock on doors and do all the things that you're doing. We appreciate it. Make America great again. God bless you, and thank you, Pastor, very much. Thank you very much. Thank you.
There you go. There you go. Donald J. Trump, here in Vegas over the weekend, went to the UFC 290 and apparently had a lot of fun there. This was kind of a late addition to his schedule. And it wasn't the classic Trump rally speech or hangar speech or whatever you want to call it, arena speech. It was a little more subdued, but it was I thought it was very, very effective. Would I like to see him talk less about 2020? Yes. I really honestly would. But can I tell you something? Is he the right man for the job? Yes. Will he overturn everything that Joe Biden has done? Yes. And that's a good thing. Coming up, big night tonight. No. The All-Star Game isn't until tomorrow night. But tonight, of course, the Home Run Derby. We'll talk about that. We'll do that in just a few minutes. First, though, let's go to your phone calls. A lot of you are holding very patiently. We thank you for that. And it's very simple to do. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's open up with J.D. J.D., you're up and you're on Live and Local. What'd you think?
Oh, yeah, right on, Kevin. This is Brady, not J.D., but let's just go with it anyway.
Okay. What's going on?
Over the weekend, it's not even being mentioned in the news here in the United States or pretty much anywhere else but the Russia area. Over 200 countries put the nail in the coffin of the dollar this weekend because the BRICS currency system that Russia set up because of the sanctions Joe Biden placed upon them, the petrodollar went to zero. Right now they made a new currency instead of the dollar, a BRICS currency, and it's going to be backed by gold.
So what's
we
it? Wait,
are
hey,
screwed.
Brady. Yeah, so what is that going to do to those of us that have $1,000 in the bank, $1,000 in credit card debt?
Okay. Well, let's just say, Kevin, if you look at your bank balance and you have $1 million in there, okay, you might think you have $1 million, which you do, but the problem is, now that the petrodollar is no longer in use and it's going to be going to zero, you have $1 million worth nothing.
Wow. Brady, thank you, man. Appreciate the call. And again, this is one of those things. I don't hear people talking about petrodollars in real life. I just – either it's beyond people's comprehension – or something else. But I see people, you know, worried about, their health care, corruption in government, all kinds of different things. But I just don't see people getting all hot and bothered about the petrodollar. I'm sorry I don't. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We're going to talk about this is going to be great tonight. And by the way, Pete Alonso is my guy. Pete Alonso, I don't have a dog in the hunt. I haven't bet on it, but I got to tell you, I think Pete Alonso is a great candidate to win the Home Run Derby. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Hi friends, it's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you are like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at MrsFixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Every 2 seconds, a hospital patient needs a life-saving blood transfusion. Every 2 seconds, there's an urgent need for blood donation. Every second matters. In an emergency, doctors may face impossible choices. Who gets blood and who must wait? Will you roll up a sleeve and give? Because of you, life doesn't stop. Donate blood. Make your appointment today at vitalant.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I got to admit, I wasn't always a fan of the Home Run Derby. I just thought it was, you know, like an extended sports center where all they show you are highlights, home runs. And after a while, that gets old. But I've come to really like the Home Run Derby. And tonight, of course, is the Home Run Derby. My guy is Pete Alonso. Gentlemen, Jim, I don't know. I don't know who you're a big fan of.
Well, Alonso would be a good bet. I would imagine he is a two-time champ. And Rodriguez, whom Alonso is going up against in the first round, should be interesting because he made the finals last year. And Vladimir Guerrero made the finals in 2019. So those are the three players, Kevin, that have already participated in this marathon, which is really what it is. The other five are rookies to it. So it'll be interesting to see how they pace themselves. But number one is Luis Robert Jr. against Adley Rutschman. Number two, Pete Alonso against Rodriguez. That is number three, Mookie Betts against number six, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. And number four, Garcia against Eros Arena. So those are the eight participants. But it should be a lot of fun. And you nailed it. It's really interesting to see how these guys' endurance holds up. Because if you hit 29 home runs in the first round, do you have any juice left in the tank for the second round and the third round?
Well, and this is unlike in regular season games or playoff games where, you know, you go, you sit down for 15 minutes, and then you're back doing it again, maybe an hour between at-bats. This is a thing where it's just one right after another, right after another, right after another. It's incredible. It is a test of endurance as much as it is strength.
It is indeed. Just imagine taking a sledgehammer and, pounding that sledgehammer, really fast within a couple minute period. And you just keep on doing it. And it takes a lot out of you. But when you look at Alonso, he's trying to tie Ken Griffey Jr. with three home run derby wins. Griffey has the record now. Alonso has two. So if your guy comes through, which, by the way, when you look at the odds, they have got Pete Alonso at plus 400 right now on CBS. The favorite to win this thing in the first round is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. at plus 300. That's what they're saying right now. So Alonso is at plus 400, and Luis Robert plus 850. That's the highest odds you're going to get. Also, they're predicting the longest home run in the Derby. What do you think? Is it going to be over 483.5 feet or under 483.5
feet? Ooh, I don't know.
The longest homer last year in Dodger Stadium was 482 feet. So it's, there's probably going to be some that are really close to that number.
But that's incredible.
But, a 500-foot shot probably is not going to happen, but will there be a 484-foot shot? That's a minus 115 on CBS if you think it's going to be over or under 483.5 feet.
Well, it's all coming up in Seattle. And
5 o'clock, ESPN.
5 o'clock on ESPN. Can't wait. And Pete Alonso is my guy. And by the way, I'm not a big Mets fan, but
not being a Cardinals fan, which you are, but you got to figure, hey, the Cardinals don't have anybody in the competition this year.
I know. I hate that.
Neither do the Reds, but I tell you what, they are an exciting team to watch.
And explain why they don't have one in the.
Ellie De La Cruz is he's just amazing. He's taken the baseball world by storm, the most exciting player in Major League Baseball. And by the way, over the weekend, he not only stole second, third, and home, he became the first player since 1969 to achieve that feat in one inning. Rod Carew was the last one to do that in 1969. The last Cincinnati Red to steal second, third, and home in the same inning was back in 1919, over 100 years ago.
I can't wait to have him steal first.
That will be
real news if that happens.
But he was asked to be in this home run derby competition, and he turned it down. Of course, he's not on the roster either, so maybe that had something to do with it. But certainly, he is the most exciting player in Major League Baseball right now.
Yep. Gentlemen, Jim, we'll be talking with you again soon. Michael Schaus coming up top of the hour. We're going to talk about branding for a presidential campaign when you got all these different candidates. And nobody is making any traction towards Donald J. Trump. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
world seems to be in a state of confusion. Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Dollar Loan Center has done it again. Getting a signature loan up to $5,000 is even faster with instant funding. And if that's not enough, how about a free loan?
Dollar Loan Center.
1 week free.